Blog Talk Radio.
Time to awaken America. It is time to awaken to empowerment and truth. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and it is time we save the USA. Come on, man. It is time for us to be empowered. It's time for us to be awakened because, you know, woke is just a joke. We are truly at a tipping point in our fabulous country, and we need to go from this crazy transition to freedom transformation. We are here for peace, love, and empowerment, and, you know, save America. Save America now. It is our time, truly. We need justice for all. We need to get back to our core values and virtues and consciousness and our solutions for this great country. You know, we are here for such a time as this. So we're going to talk about our Yasha Prayer Force. That's how we start our show. Then we go right to our history. So we talk about history and some interesting things from our little history book. And yeah, I got a new one we're going to start today, too, that goes alongside with Yasha. And it's something called Too Blessed to Be Stressed. And it's by Deborah M. Cody. I was at Hobby Lobby today, which the Green family, oh my gosh, patriots, go shop Hobby Lobby. They have such, the prices are a little much. I know I've seen things elsewhere, but they have great deals. Sometimes they have 50% off. So you shop when the deals are. I bought some fake hummingbirds today, and I spent more than I should have on each, but that's okay, you know, because these folks are, they're good folks. They love America. They're Christians. And you know what? I bet they're praying for our country and doing the right thing. You know, we need to expose the George Soroses. Oh, and we're going to talk a little bit about AOC and her little tax the rich trick. Oh, my goodness. Pretty girl. Pretty girl. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Stupid, dumb as a box of rocks. But she was a great bartender, though. I mean, drunk people could deal with stupidity. Anyway, hey, just want to say thank you for joining me today. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and we are one nation under God. And, you know, we're coming off of that September 11th 20-year anniversary. And, you know, thank God there were no terror attacks or anything. But I'm sure the people that had lost family members are seriously still in pain. But yeah, I guess AOC was at some Met Gala and taxed the rich. Yeah, and they had no masks. Yeah, high-class hypocrites, you know. Beautiful, beautiful. These people are beautiful. All right, AOC, $30,000 to $35,000. Yeah, fundraiser. At the Met, $30,000 a ticket. I don't even drive a car that's worth $30,000. Are you kidding me? My 1997 Dodge with the rust. Oh, I'm sorry, it's 2007. I'm sorry, I got a 2000 and a 2007. Tax the rich. If she's hanging out with them, what a hypocrite, maskless hypocrites. Anyway, come on, man. Let us go ahead and expose the truth. That's what awakened America is, and awaken to empowerment, because woke is a joke. So let's start off with our Yasha Prayer Force today. And this is going to be something new. We will get into the fabulous book, Jesus Calling, but I just wanted to get into this one. We're going to start doing this one, too, every day. And it's Too Blessed to Be Stressed. Okay? Papa God. To all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. That's John 1:12 through 13. And here, this is from the book. I am often asked why I refer to God as Papa God. The reason is simple, because he's my papa, your papa. When we make the decision to believe in him, to receive the unconditional love demonstrated by the sacrifice of his only son, Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach, in our place, we've adopted into papa's family. We've become his beloved, adored, cherished daughters and sons, children. Hey, we might not think we're much, but he thinks we're to die for. The intimate term in the Bible for God the Father and the Aramaic word is Abba. The name Jesus referred to him by and offered to share with us as Papa adopted children, Romans 8:15, children specifically chosen, handpicked, wanted. The message translate Abba as Papa. I totally love that. It's warm, protective, and delightfully cuddly. What name would richly express our close relationship with our heavenly daddy? And here, this is the prayer. This is from Too Blessed to Be Stressed from Deborah M. Cody. Dear Papa God, you are my heavenly daddy and good and gracious Papa. Thank you for wanting me and loving enough to die for me. Amen. So that's really nice, right? So we'll kind of do this every day, and this is some other perspective. Would you like to share things that are biblical? And this is kind of light. It's not real heavy, and it goes with our Jesus calling. So let's get into that. This is our Yasha Prayer Force, part of our Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment show. And yes, we are children of the Most High God, and we receive that. We are anointed, and we are here for such a time as this. So we are anointed for this time, and let's see what Jesus calling has to say for today, September the 14th. This is from Sarah Young's book, Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence. Worship me by living close to me. This is my original design for man, and to whom I breathe in my very breath of life. This is my desire for you, that you stay near me as you walk along your life's path. Each day is an important part of the journey. Although you may feel as you're going nowhere in this world, your spiritual journey is another matter altogether, taking you along steep, treacherous paths of adventure. That is why walking in the light of my presence is essential to keep you from stumbling. By staying close to me, you present yourself as a living sacrifice. Even the most routine part of your day can be spiritual act of worship, holy and pleasing to me. Let us go to the throne in prayer. Heavenly Father, Abba Daddy, we praise you and glorify you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit that brings us close to you, Lord. We ask on this day, Lord, that your miraculous hand, take control of this election in California. Please, Father God, expose the truth. Help all of those who have worked so hard to get your people in office. But God, you know the beginning from the end, so your will be done, not ours. Father God, we ask that you help those folks that lost loved ones in 9/11, those poor folks in Afghanistan, and please, God, lift those families up that lost folks a couple weeks ago in Afghanistan, our military service members. God, please expose the truth. Help our president and leadership in the Oval Office. God, please help our country. Help our country expose the truth, heal our land. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, your word tells us, if my people humble themselves before me, I will heal their land. Yes, Lord. We have been a selfish, sinful people individually. We've been very materialistic as sometimes. But God, your blessings, all blessings come from you. And if we are good stewards of them for your glory, you're good with that as long as we put you first and not the stuff. Well, the left, as we know, puts their stuff first, and they don't tell the truth about you. So God, let people have this great awakening. We know you're a good father, you love us, and we have faith believing faith is our inspiration for our future, and faith in you is where we need to be. And we know your word tells us whatever we ask for in prayer with faith, we will receive. So we receive it. We receive blessings for our country. We receive provision and protection and blessings for us individually. We hope to glorify you in all we do. Let our words be your voice of truth, Abba Daddy. We ask that we only do things that are on your high vibes and for your glory, okay, God? We just want your glory, and we need to go ahead and fight all of our battles on our knees. And we know we could do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. So we thank you for the blood of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, and you, Lord. We thank you, God, for this day. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you that we could come to your throne and pray without ceasing, and we don't have to worry about anything because we are here for such a time as this. And now we're going to go to our For Such a Time as This book. This is a book that is from Coral Ridge Ministries. And if you've not seen Pastor Adrian Rogers, he's fabulous. But this is 27 Christian Leaders on Reclaiming America for Christ. So Dr. D. James Kennedy, Adrian Rogers, they're both awesome. They're both gone to heaven now. I'm so sorry. I made a mistake. So I'm going to read you the foreword, and we'll start doing this, too, for our Yasha prayer force, because it's part of what we're doing here at Awaken America. We believe that this country was founded on godly principles, and you can go to Hillsdale College. They actually have free classes for people. Go get the David Barton series. But here, let's see what Dr. D. James Kennedy says, and I'm so sorry. Adrian Rogers and D. James Kennedy are both fabulous men of God, and I'm so sorry I made that mistake. But this is the foreword by D. James Kennedy. When Reclaiming America for Christ is, after all, a motto that upsets secularists who fear wrongly that their civil liberties are at risk when Christians emerge from their stained glass ghettos to bring the moral convictions to bear on issues under debate in public life. One gentleman, for example, reacted strongly to the 1998 Reclaiming America for Christ conference. Should they achieve their voiced aim, he wrote in the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, I fear for the freedoms that our nation was once historically stood for. His fears are unfounded. He, like all Americans, owe his freedom to the fact that America was originally claimed for Christ. The Pilgrims declared in the Mayflower Compact that they came to America for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. A few years later, in 1643, colonists from New Plymouth, New Haven, Massachusetts, and Connecticut forged a New England Confederation, stating, okay, leftists, listen up. Learn your history. It's the truth. Whereas we all come into these parts of America with the same end and aim, namely to advance the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ and to enjoy the liberties of the gospel thereof with purities and peace and for preserving and propagating the truth and liberties of the gospel. Of all dispositions and habits which had led to political prosperity, said George Washington in his farewell address, religion, morality are indispensable supports. Amen to that. Now, 200 plus years later, after Washington uttered those words, we're seeking to return religion and morality to the American public life, and in so doing, ensure our nation's political prosperity. But the words of Washington are by no means the only impetus for greater Christian involvement in American culture. We are instructed in Scripture to be both salt and light, to bring good news of Jesus Christ and the standard of God's word to every person and all of life. The messages contained from this book that we're going to be studying every day, we're going to be doing stuff every day. You're going to hear things here at Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment, you've never heard anywhere else, especially put together like this. Drawn from the 1998 Reclaiming America for Christ Conference are designed to help you do just that. America was brought into this deplorable state in which we find it today by the actions of people who declared war on God and its biblical framework that built our nation. It can likewise be reclaimed by the actions of people. The question is, who are those who will be diligent and vigilant to accomplish this task? I trust that you will number yourself among those who are here for such a time as this. And this book will help you do your part to reclaim our land for Christ. So this is what we're going to be doing. This is part of what we're doing. This has always been the Awaken America, the Great Awakening's mission statement. Okay, to educate and engage Americans to action to restore the representative republic defined by the Constitution rooted in natural law. That is the law of nature and nature's God. We are going to get back to our constitutional foundation. We are here to educate you. We are here to inform you. We are here to bring you the truth, the timeless truths of what America is, what America has done, and what our founding is, as well as what's going on in the world today. That has always been our mission. This is Carol Parisi. We've been doing this for over 11 years now, this battle. We're not Johnny-come-latelys that just got involved as a Trumpster. Oh, no. No. The Great Awakening was actually founded. In fact, I think I told you the story on September 11th, my girlfriend Mary Lynn and I, September 12th, after the 9/12 rally on Randall Road, went into the library and booked September 17th as our founding for our Great Awakening group. Seven people showed up in a library. That was the only day that was open, by the way. I did not know. I was very ignorant. I did not know it was Constitution Day. But you know what that means? The hand of God was on this from the beginning. So we are here, ladies and gentlemen, this Great Awakening for such a time as this. That is why I believe the Yasha Prayer Force is here to encourage you and empower you. We are going to do empowering things and prayers. We're going to talk about God, our godly heritage. And then we're also going to get some shocking secrets of American history, right? Little colorful things. 115 surprising and amusing tales. Remember, like Thomas Jefferson said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what was and never will be. See, we need to awaken America because woke is a joke. And we are awakened. We are empowered. We know it's the time for truth. And we know we have to show up, stand up, and speak up. Never shut up, put up, or let up because it's our country and it's our time. Yes, we are here for such a time as this. So are we going to be studying Dying for the Stars and Bars for the book, The Shocking Secrets of American History, 115 Surprising and Amusing Tales? You know, our country's been through a lot. We need to expose the left, and we need to expose the uninformed and untruthful. So let's go ahead. And we will be doing this. This is what we're going to be doing. I'm going to try by God's grace to do this every single day. And, I know God will bless it because we're doing this to, you know, expose the truth for God because in God we trust. So here, this is from Shocking Secrets of American History, the 115 Surprising and Amusing Tales, and Dying for the Stars and Bars. Symbols. They can make one swell with pride or wretch in disgust. Take the flap about flying the Confederate flag above the State House in South Carolina, for instance. That may have been the most recent fight over that symbol, but it won't be the last, and it certainly wasn't the first. Yeah, look at all the statues. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. So the guns had barely quieted Fort Sumter when President Lincoln ordered that Alexandria, Virginia, just across the Potomac, be taken from the rebel hands. After all, there staring him in the face each morning was the Confederate flag flying from the top of the Marshall House, and he wanted it taken down. The soldier who was placed in charge of this detail was Colonel Elmer Ellsworth, one of the four soldiers who formed the president's bodyguard. Ellsworth's orders were simple. Take the town and remove the flag. The former was easy, but the latter had its price. Ellsworth's troops landed early on the morning of May 24th of 1861. There was no resistance, so the colonel marched directly to the Marshall House, where the offending bit of bunting waved in the air, the breezy air. Flanked by a quartet of soldiers, Ellsworth climbed into the second story of the hotel unmolested. From one of the top windows, he clambered onto the roof and cut the flag from its staff. With the emblem in hand, Ellsworth then made his way back to the stairs from which he intended to descend and make secure his occupation of Alexandria. He had no more than reached the top of the step when from out of the shadows lurched an enraged rebel who would not stand for such an abominable sacrilege of the desecration of the Confederate flag. He raised a gun to Ellsworth's heart and fired, killing him instantly. Needless to say, the assassin was quickly dispatched as well. They brought Ellsworth to Washington, where Lincoln mourned the fallen soldier, calling him the greatest little man I ever met. In the meantime, the Confederate flag never went back up on Marshall House, but in a few thousand other places and recent events show it still stirs the emotions of partisans almost 140 years after that first forced removal of the stars and bars. So, something that you will not hear anywhere else, only here on Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Little trifle of history. Very interesting, huh? The stars and bars. I guess we've been fighting over it for a very long time. I don't know. I guess the General Lee in that Dukes of Hazzard, I guess that was pretty controversial, huh? Well, friends, you know, we really do have a country to save. And if we don't do our part by showing up and speaking the truth and reaching out to other voters, we're going to be in some deep weeds. We're losing our republic to the Marxists like Kamala. Please check out some of our other shows because Kamala, I guess, has some very Marxist roots, something I wasn't even aware of. So check out some of our other shows. Some of her connections are pretty bad. And join us next time on Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Very interesting. Don't know what's going on in California. I've heard from people, though, very, very firsthand people, not just seeing it on the news. I have friends that know people in California that actually showed up to vote, and according to the voter rolls, they already did. So friends, voter ID, voter integrity is really important. I know that the left calls Larry Elder a white supremacist. They just don't really understand that Mr. Elder is a self-made black man. They're really horrible. They're really horrible. I really hope people wake up to what's really going on in all of these things. But, you know, check out some of our other shows, and we need to focus on the positive. We need to be the change. I was listening to Dennis Prager today as he was talking about ivermectin, and he's taking it prophylactically, and he's been doing it for a year, and he's fine. So, you know, the goofballs like Howard Stern, you know, they're making fun of people that are doing something that's actually non-harmful, okay? Do no harm. But, you know, once they can control you with a vaccine, what else are they going to control you with, okay? People here in Illinois are a bunch of mask calls, and I love these parents that are bringing their kids into stores now and themselves mask-free. I wear a cowl, whatever you call it, a gaiter. So this way, oh, I see it, pull it down. I just don't want to get in a fight. I already looked like I was in a fight. I fell. I told you I was building a bookcase for some of these books that I have. We've got a lot of information to share with you. I want to thank you for joining me today on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. This is Carol Ann Parisi. And remember, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We could be, do, have whatever our heart desires. We are children of God. We are anointed and appointed. And we can. Yes, we can. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Yes, we can. So you know what? Each one needs to reach one. Each one needs to teach one. We need good mentors. You want to change America? Get good, godly mentors out there, reaching some of these kids in the neighborhood. You know, lift those kids up. Let them know who they are. Remember who you are. That's what we've forgotten. We've forgotten that we're children of God. And we've forgotten first principles of our Constitution. We forgot first principles, biblical principles, as a man thinketh in his heart. Remember, watch your thoughts. They become your words. Watch your words. They become your actions. Watch your actions. They become your habits. Watch your habits. They become your character. And your character ultimately becomes your destiny, okay? You know, we've got to change the way we think, and we need to, I mean, there's some great folks out there, okay, that really get it. And we need to collaborate together because we are the answer we've been seeking by the power of God that leads us, guides us, and touches us. So, friends, I want to thank you again for joining me on this great edition of Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment Radio with the Yasha Prayer Force. And remember, we are Americans. What can we not do? Proud to be an American. And our country was founded on biblical principles, and we're going to keep bringing that forward to you because you know what? It's time to be awakened. It's our country. It's our time. We are here for such a time as this. And you know what? We need to awaken America because woke is just a joke. Anyway, this is Carol Ann Parisi, and I'm going to say be well, be blessed, be free, be that change you wish to see, peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, and most of all, like they say in Boston, peace of mind. Here's peace of mind from Boston. We'll catch you back here next time. This is Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment Radio. You're never going to hear stuff like this anywhere else. This is Carol Parisi saying love you. Bye.